Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm here with Sarah Heron.
Hello, hello.
Travis Cronin.
I am here.
Birthday girl, Gwen Flamberg.
Oh, well, hello.
And I'm your host, Brody Brown. Thank you for joining us again for Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. We've got all the hottest news of the week. We've got engagements, we've got weddings, we've got splits, we've got fights, we've got regrets, we've got rejections, we've got feuds. But to kick it off, we are going to set our celebrity intentions. Once again, those are intentions not for us, but for celebs. Things we want them to start doing, stop doing. Sarah, let's kick it off.
My celebrity intention is for Jake Gyllenhaal,
oh.
Who was on Mean Tweets this week with Jimmy Kimmel. And he read a tweet that said, and I quote, "Jake Gyllenhaal's dick smells like hot dog water."
Oh.
And he replied with a little grin, "It's like a haiku. It's beautiful, beautiful thing to say." Which is a weird response. But either way, I kind of forgot about Jake Gyllenhaal, to be honest. And it made me think I need more of him. Let's get him more active on social media.
How did you forget about Jake Gyllenhaal? Yeah.
I don't know. When was the last thing he did something that I should care about?
He was in Seawall, the play.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a little slow today because I was actually having dinner with Maggie Gyllenhaal, his sister, last night. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
Alone?
No. Was it a
How
big,
is
it was,
she?
It was like a 50-person dinner. And we were blindfolded while we were drinking this wine. And we had to guess who the celebrity was. And I was already like 50 glasses of wine.
And
it was prisoner wine. Yeah, they had this like big media.
How fun is that?
It was so cool. And people were guessing around me and because I was like 80 glasses of wine in.
Shocker, you're not good at a guessing game? Maybe we should
Sarah, don't even come for me, neither are you.
I have more wins than you because you don't let us do it where you're guessing.
But I think about him all the time. I love that.
Yeah. I don't, but now I want him to be a little more active.
Or let us smell.
Oh,
you're
no. I didn't say it.
Yeah, you did.
He's just quoting that iconic song.
Go, Travis.
Mine is from Mila Kunis. I really want her to get petty and start commenting on the Demi stuff. She is like tearing her husband to shreds, and I think some like shady tweets are totally
Mila Kunis doesn't even have Twitter.
She changed her hair, though, today. Like, she, like, dip-dyed her ends. Which,
yeah.
You know, whenever anybody does something extreme to their hair, I believe it's a cry for help in
some
way.
Gwen, she dyed it blonde and then blue ends.
Right.
It looks horrible.
Dip-dyed ends.
Oh my God.
But she wasn't blonde before.
Right. Jessica Simpson did that to one of her kids. Yeah.
Maxie Drew.
Yeah,
and it looked better on Maxie Drew.
She got mom shamed.
Well, I think that hair is a
crybaby. Then Pink came to her defense.
And dyed her own kids.
I love a recap.
Yeah. Well, then she's already started with the hair dye. It's one subtle
knot. I don't know. It's interesting. I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's always like something to watch when somebody does something really extreme with their hair.
Yeah. Gwen, who's your intention for?
My intention, I bet you thought I was going to say it was for Meghan Markle, who's currently touring South Africa
with
her husband and baby. But no, I don't have an intention for old Megs today. Mm. Everything she does is perfect. My intention today is for Ms. Jessica Simpson.
Oh!
Lost a hundy.
Wow.
100 pounds.
Looks amazing.
Looking amazing.
Incredible.
Here's the intention I want to set for you, Jess. Wear some bikinis. Wear a bikini a day. Put it on the Instagram.
Yes.
And let us publish it.
Give us the bikini.
I like a bikini.
I want to see you in a bikini. You've had umpteen kids. You lost 100 pounds. She's just got to look real interesting.
She's in New York right now. We were going to talk about it later, but let's talk about it now because she looks so unbelievable. We talked to her over
the
years.
She looks incredible.
That post-baby body, she gave birth to Birdie May 6 months ago.
That's right.
Is she
working with Weight Watchers now? Because I don't think she is either.
She had before.
Yes.
I
wonder if she's still like does the Weight Watchers method, but we know, I mean, she always has been someone who kind of yo-yo dieted.
Fluctuates.
When she, she fluctuates, her weight fluctuates. That's a nice way of saying it, Sarah, and I think you're correct. But then, like, let's say she had a movie coming up, like when she was Daisy Duke. I mean, come on, Duke's Bowser.
Oh my God.
She would just balls to the wall work out really hard. Yeah. She works out with Harley still,
And his team.
And she just emerges with like the best body of life.
Yeah, because she had been so low profile for the last 6 months. We're like, where is Jessica Simpson? Mm-hmm. And then, blam, she looks just like some chic funeral sort of thing.
Yeah,
and
that LBD.
So tiny. I loved it. My intention is for Demi Lovato. I want her to start talking about Mike Johnson. I feel like it's a one-sided thing right now. He's doing all the chit-chatting about their date. I want her to be like, I want her to like throw a pic of them up on IG.
Own it, Demi.
Come on, girl, lean into it. She was doing it before on the IG story. She was talking about him, talking about how her mom was into him.
I wonder if she's upset that he's like talking about her so much.
Yeah, it might be a little bit much.
I think she probably brought it up.
Tyler Cameron claims him and Gigi are just friends.
Oh, girl, please.
I know.
That was the worst talking about a relationship I've ever heard. You know, it's like, I'm not going to talk about it. We're friends.
And then he was like, why would anyone need to know? And it's like, homeboy, you went on The Bachelorette.
He went to her grandmother's
funeral.
You went
to the Netherlands.
The grandmother.
Yolanda Hadid's mother, who was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Unbelievable. Okay, let's talk about the royals in Africa.
Yeah.
How many times can Meghan Markle change her clothes in one day?
Well, that's, you know, they do these wardrobe plans very, very strategically. But she is rewearing a bunch of the stuff she has worn.
I recognize that black dress with the stripes right away.
The black dress with the stripes, which she had worn in New Zealand on the last royal tour,
which is
so interesting. And that denim dress is a rewear, too.
Are you liking the fashion, the Africa fashion from Meghan?
I am kind of, you know, like,
that's
it's
a no.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. It's just, there is nothing that has knocked me out.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing, and we've talked about this on the podcast before.
Yeah.
She is still very postpartum.
Yeah.
In terms of her body, and I like very much that she has not, like, lost the weight super quickly, because she is very, you know, Meghan is just like us.
Love that about her.
She's really real. She's keeping it really real. She wants to be really inspiring to real women. And so, you know, when you are at a weight that's not your normal weight, I actually think that it would be super wasteful to buy a whole wardrobe of clothes.
Interesting.
So I think that she is being conservative in not overspending.
Yeah.
She's rewearing stuff. She's kind of like, I don't think she really wants to draw attention.
Well, she's not even wearing her engagement ring.
Well, like she didn't bring her engagement ring.
She's like dialing it down for this Africa trip.
She chose, she chose to leave it at home. She wants to be very, of the people, and also, quite honestly, I think it's really cool of her. Like, she doesn't want to be stressed. She doesn't want to worry about anything. She doesn't want to worry about, you know, how she's looking.
Tight-fitting clothes.
It's not about, it's more about her substance, and isn't that very Meg?
Yeah, and it's also like, would be inappropriate to be parading around Africa in gowns. They have like the royals have like a complicated relationship with the whole continent. It's like kind of messy, but they have their 4-month-old Archie there, so everyone's getting to see Archie in the flesh.
Well, those new pictures of Archie from this week, I'm sorry, but that kid is cute.
He looks just like Harry as a baby.
He's a little gingerhead. I love him.
Yeah, and speaking of royals news, Princess Beatrice.
I loved it.
I'm so happy for Princess Beatrice.
How are you guys even invested in
Because I
Beatrice.
Worked Princess Eugenie's wedding for this lovely website, usmagazine.com.
Yes.
And then I got invested because I was like, oh, Eugenie's younger. And at the time, I don't think Beatrice even had a boyfriend or like one that she was talking about. So I was like, oh my God, like, I just kind of felt bad for the older sister who was like single at her sister's wedding. So
some people
I
enjoy being single, Sarah.
Absolutely. But I was rooting for her. And then I woke up this morning and I was so happy for this news. And I can't wait to wake up at 5:30 and cover this lovely wedding.
Her ring, though, that's what I cared about. $100,000 engagement ring.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It's
gorgeous,
really, really nice.
I think Eugenie
You can
Beatrice.
Read all about it on usmagazine.com/stylish.
I did, and I was not disappointed.
Oh, he got money because he is a multimillionaire property type.
I think they're underrated, Eugenie and Beatrice.
You know what I like for Beatrice, though? Well, I love their fascinators always whenever they're
They always wear the most outrageous fascinators. Yeah. That was when you first became aware of them at all, was at William and Kate's wedding.
Right.
When they were wearing, it was like something out of a Dr. Seuss book. Like, they looked like characters.
Yeah.
One of them
and then
was
you
Phil
were like,
Tracy,
oh, so. Those are, you know, Fergie's kids, and they are kind of fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're not as glamorous as
But they're
William
still
and
princesses.
Harry and that side. No, they
she's
are, but they
she's
are princesses.
Ninth in line to the, be a to
sure,
the throne.
They're in line. Oh. They're in line.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she also, I love that when she was 17, she dated a bad boy who had assault and battery charges in the past. And then in like after they broke up.
It's relatable.
Oh, yeah, relatable, girl.
We all did
after
that.
They broke up, he got busted with coke charges in Australia after he wrecked a car. And then she was dating some guy.
For a really long time.
Yeah, for a long time. And then apparently she was like pissed that he wasn't reportedly.
Well, her mother was a bit of a renegade.
Love Fergie. Mm-hmm. Love her. Speaking of Weight Watchers.
Right. I mean, quite honestly, I believe her father might be a bit of a renegade as well.
Okay. Moving on.
Bam, chicka, bam, bam.
Go, Gwyneth Paltrow was on the, she was on TV today on the Today Show.
On live TV.
She was on live TV talking about her 15-year-old daughter, Apple, and her 13-year-old son, Moses. And she was talking to Savannah Guthrie about them. She said they're smart. They're really coming into themselves. They can talk. Well, I should hope they can talk. They can sort of muse about things. It's the greatest. Yeah, they can be kind of, you know, dicks once in a while. And Savannah said,
do they have resting dick face?
Savannah was the best part.
Savannah was like, we don't usually put a 7-second delay on when Gwyneth comes on. I don't even know if we're allowed to say that. And Gwyneth said, sorry about that.
She said, sorry, but America.
I love Gwyneth Paltrow so much.
What's one of our highest rated posts was yesterday?
What?
It was a fashion story on usmagazine.com/stylish.
Of course.
Okay, so Gwyneth. At the Emmys,
yes.
She got up on that stage and she was like walking like a geisha, like she couldn't walk. So it turned out that the dress that she wore that was very fabulous, it was a vintage Valentino dress, and she has admitted that, you know, when vintage dresses were made, this dress was made in the 40s, there were no back slits in dresses. Mm-hmm. So homegirl couldn't walk, and because it was from the archives, they couldn't put
cut it. That would be blasphemous.
Yeah. That's right. But, you know, she looked really weird and the internet wasn't having it. The interwebs really like to pick on Gwyneth.
They do.
I thought she was trying to just like milk her like 20 seconds on stage.
Oh my God. See, it's that kind of attitude, the Gwyneth haters.
I don't hate her.
I was actually.
I really enjoyed that lawsuit when someone accused her of like skiing into her on purpose.
Oh, that's, yeah.
That was very.
Those
nice.
Were some fun documents.
That's
what
to happens
read.
When you're so popular? And
a hit and run ski incident.
I was at the Emmys, but I missed that moment because I was out at concessions. But then I came back in and wept when Billy Porter won.
Oh, it was amazing! So that speech was the best speech I've ever heard.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm. Like ever in my life,
there were some great.
I
thoughtful
loved
speeches.
Alex Borenstein's.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I Michelle cried. Williams great. Took the cake.
Yeah. You know what was good about them? They all had a point, but they made them quickly and like efficiently, and it wasn't like a run on, and it wasn't like too much like of the like political like the you know it's I understand you want to use your platform, but it wasn't like too much.
Use your platform.
It all felt
incredible.
Like appropriate,
succinct,
and quick. I like it when they're
quick. I
have
to go back to my desk and listen to Billy Portman's speech again, Billy Porter. Sorry, mm-hmm. Just so I can have all the feels.
I can't wait to hear it through your office door.
And you will.
You should be grateful.
Sarah's just not Mine even right outside. Well, like, hey, like, sometimes when I watch a video, like...
She sits in the bleacher seats for Gwen's fans. Right?
When I do interviews and stuff, I close my door,
that
Sarah.
That is true.
When I'm really loud.
Life. Yeah.
But, you know, if I'm just listening to, like, say, the Hamilton soundtrack. Oh,
no.
Don't you want to hear that?
No, it's just after she came back from the Venice Film Festival with Shallow with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
I didn't see that movie because I basically saw it sitting at my
desk.
You
should see that movie.
You're not allowed back on this podcast.
You're making fun of me. It's okay.
Moving on.
Love you, Gwen.
Moving on. You know who also needs to move on?
Tristan Thompson. Yeah. Tristan's third trimester Thompson.
Yeah, Khloe Kardashian posted a blurry ass selfie today with one of her little inspirational quotes as the caption.
Mm-hmm.
May you have the courage to explore every dream you dream. Cloud emoji. Okay.
So unique. Oh, the Robert Drake
quotes. What is that? And then he commented on it. The sun is shining. Well, he meant shining. The sun is shining bright on a beautiful diamond emoji. Oh, Tristan, honey, stay out of the comments. People drag.
He does it every
her.
Photo of her.
Get yeah. out.
They drag Tristan Thompson. Well, also, why is Chris Brown commenting on Rihanna's pictures again? He just commented on her picture last week when she did that really.
I want to be that lamp.
Yeah. I want to be that lamp. I mean, that was kind of funny.
Like,
but you
know
you're
their
wrong.
Place. Like, get out
of there. You humiliated this woman publicly.
And on Kardashians, you see, like, it was still, like, right in the height of all of it, like, shortly after, so I'm not sure if their relationship is any different now. But he was, like, calling her. Literally, she just had to sit there and keep pressing decline on her phone because he just kept calling. And then he would FaceTime to say goodnight to True, like, a minute before he knew she was going to bed, so then he could try to talk to Khloe.
Yeah.
I can't with him.
No, I can't with him either.
Go away.
You know who also can't? Andrew Cuomo, Sandra Lee, they broke up.
I was so shocked.
Well, you were?
Yes.
I was almost like, should we talk about this today? Because does anyone care? But you care.
I care. I
don't
know why. 14
years they were together. I care because I kind of like her, even though I've never made one of her recipes. And I don't like him. I definitely voted for Cynthia Nixon because I wanted
too.
Miranda to be
but
our
But he
governor.
Was with her through the cancer and all of that.
Yeah.
I think that's why I liked it, because I sort of really believed in their relationship. And then they're such a New York institution, too.
It was also so, they are a very New York institution. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was so odd, like, in May, she denied that they broke up. She, like, posted about it on Facebook. And they don't really talk about their relationship that much. And then all of a sudden, the statement this week.
Shocked him.
Moving on. Cassie. Me and you singer, Cassie. Formerly girlfriend of Diddy.
And we got a long way to go for she has many other songs, Sarah Herron.
No, she's so beautiful, last week.
She's
Cassie.
So pretty. Oh, my God. Okay, so the news is she got married. To that hot trainer, Alex.
So, Alex Fine.
He's so fine.
He's so fine.
They got engaged.
I wish he were mine. but Cassie's locking him down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pregnant Cassie. They got engaged August 24th with that whole proposal on IG. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
The Compton Cowboys. And now engaged.
Now married.
Good for them.
All fast. You know what?
She looks
Some
great.
Things in life have great. To get fast tracked.
She's
Brody.
Been, yeah, it's true. She's been doing a lot of like sexy nude pregnancy shoots, and I'm so.
I think she's one of the hottest women on the
Should planet. Should I be sad for dinner?
Celebrity birthday boxing mania.
It's time.
That came out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. It's time.
I know who's going to win today because I know whose birthday it is today.
Oh, birthday girl. Mm-hmm. We're going to touch on someone who was born that day. Gwen, first up, Nia Vardalos. She turns 57 September 24th.
My big fat Greek birthday.
Yes. Versus Catherine Zeta-Jones, turned 50 on September 24th.
Well, CZJ, who shares a birthday with me.
Yes.
And her husband.
Michael Douglas.
Heather Locklear.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Christopher Reeve.
Oh.
William Faulkner.
Wow.
F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Okay, bring it back. I'm doing a celebrity birthday boxing challenge.
Here's the thing. CZJ, she wins because she looks so darn fine.
She does.
She does.
She definitely does.
57, she looks great.
Travis.
And she's the one who told me when I met her and, you know, shared that we share the same birthday.
Yes.
She said, just like this. Our parents were making love over the holidays, darling.
God, the witch. Beauty.
Okay.
Travis, Gwyneth Paltrow turns 47 on September 27th versus Avril Lavigne, who turns 35 on September 27th.
Oh, you know, I'm going to go for Gwyneth. I think Avril is all our bark, no good.
Sarah Herron. Hilary Duff turns 32 on September 28th versus Barbara Walters, who turns 90 on September 28th.
Hilary Duff, all day, every day.
You don't think Babs at 90 could take
Knock
that
her
Duff
out?
Down?
No. You don't think she fought
Lizzie
with enough
McGuire
people
is
at The
my
View?
Queen.
Is, okay, quote-unquote, younger.
Okay,
yes.
Gwen. Christina Milian turns 38 on September 26th.
She's pregnant, by the way.
Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm.
So
pregnant
she's got those mom hormones. Mm-hmm. Versus Mira Sorvino, who turns 52 on September 28th.
But Mira Sorvino was mighty Aphrodite.
Yes, she was.
So I really hate to like knock out a pregnant lady.
No, you're not doing it, Mira Sorvino is.
Mira Sorvino.
Okay. Okay, well, now we're in the semifinals. Travis, Catherine Zeta-Jones versus Gwyneth Paltrow.
Ooh, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, Hilary Duff versus Mira Sorvino.
Hilary Duff.
Oh, my God. Gwen, as the birthday girl, you get to decide in the fight versus Catherine Zeta-Jones turns 50 versus Hilary Duff turns 32.
I mean, I'm sorry, but CZJ would pound Lizzie McGuire into the ground.
And we have a winner.
Wait, what about Serena Williams?
Oh,
was she not because she's too strong?
I've left out T.I.
He's received complaints about the segment being too long.
Sarah Herron is waging a hate campaign against me.
I read
thinly veiled homophobic campaign against me.
No, a boxing phobia.
Well, not unveiled. Okay, moving on. Mm-hmm. Kevin O'Leary. Guys, remember that crazy story we talked about?
I think it's really sad.
It's so sad. There was that boat accident on Lake Joseph in Canada last
month. 11:30 at night.
His wife was it was very late at night. His wife was driving the boat. They collided with another boat. There was a he said, she said of did someone have their lights on or not have their lights on?
It was a fatality.
Multiple fatalities, two lives, and three other people. And unfortunately, Kevin's wife was charged in the accident. And so was the other driver. The wife was charged with, I believe it was reckless driving. Yeah, it was reckless.
Sad.
Driving on the boat.
Yeah.
And the other man was charged of not having their lights on, their navigation lights on.
Add to the celebrities who killed people gallery.
Oh, yeah. Really, really, really unfortunate. And then Kevin told us through his agent, now the authorities have concluded with their thorough investigation. I have no further comment other than to say our thoughts and prayers are with the families and friends of those who lost loved ones in this awful tragedy.
Very sad.
It's really, really, really sad. Too bad. All right. Mm-hmm. Moving on. We need to talk about Mark Ronson calling himself a sapiosexual. It was a top story on our site.
I don't really
people
get it.
People were obsessed.
Because people didn't know what sapiosexual means.
That's right. Definitely why.
And but Travis, I also just Mark Ronson over his whole life, like, really?
Oh, okay.
You're no sapiosexual. You've been with, like, models. And
yeah, as long as they're under 30 and gorgeous.
It seems like a very elitist, like, intellectualist sort of thing to say when he was saying, I'm attracted to people's brains. And
let me tell you something.
Yeah, tell us.
When I'm on a dating app and I see somebody's profile and they say that they're sapiosexual, I'm like, swipe.
So this is like a thing people write on their dating profile?
Yeah, for sure. People were going wild on Twitter because they were like, it's just so snobby.
It's so pretentious.
It's like when you're in a dating app and someone's like, I'm currently reading Proust. What are you reading? And I'm like, oh, God, absolutely not block.
Block,
delete. Find you on social media. It's block, delete there.
Well, it's strange because it's not like
DMs closed.
This is not him.
My DMs are open to dumb people.
Yeah, it's true. Tell me like what reality show you binge.
Literally. I mean, can you watch Vanderpump Rules in the air? No.
People were treating this as him like coming out as like an LGBTQ, but no, this is just him being like kind of an elitist snob.
Yeah, you're really just bi and like pretty people. That's right. Great.
Yeah.
Travis, did you listen to Lindsay Lohan's new song, Xanax?
Yes,
how was it?
I really like it. It's very reminiscent of Bossy.
It has nothing on Rumors, though.
Rumors is my favorite song.
Rumors is great, but Bossy is incredible.
Commercially acclaimed. It's more commercially acclaimed.
We'll cut your mic for 20 minutes as a penalty kick.
But it's great. I love it. She talks about, you know, her social anxiety,
her
prescription medications.
Ain't nobody here for love. Ain't nobody care about us. I got social anxiety, but you're like Xanax to me. Yeah, social anxiety. When you kiss me, I can't breathe.
This should be a song like Kelly Dodd or like a housewife puts out. Loves when we talk about Xanax.
Yeah, it does sound like a housewife song, but it's soon to be played in every gay bar. Bop. Done. Love it.
Sarah, talk to us about Demi Moore's new book, which came out this week.
Oh, yes.
Inside Out. You read it.
I did read it.
What'd you think?
Oh, my God. It was wild.
Why?
It was really well written, and it was... like, it took you through her whole life, and I didn't know that... I knew Demi Moore had, like, substance abuse issues and had been to rehab and stuff, but I didn't know that her childhood was, like, so tumultuous, which, like, led to all of this. Like, her mom... In addition to finding her mom, like, trying to commit suicide multiple times and, like, having to take pills out of her mother's mouth...
Yes.
She also talked about the time...
in a trailer.
The time that her mom... allegedly received $500 to allow a man to have sex with her daughter at 15 years old. And the guy like walked up to her and he was like, how does it feel to be whored out for $500 by your mother? Then she went into all the relationships and she did, you know, the John Cryer of it all was pretty funny because she did throw a line in there about how like she was so coked out when they were filming that movie that she like doesn't really remember their relationship but like knows that she like took his virginity. And then he went on Twitter and he was like, I lost my virginity in high school, but thanks Demi Moore. Like, it was pretty funny.
Well, yeah, he was like, I'm sure she was totally justified making that assumption based on my skill level and the stunned look on my face at the time. I had actually lost my virginity in high school.
And then he said something nice to her too. Like, he wasn't mad about it.
Yeah, he said she's right, but she's right the other part. I was over the moon for her during a very troubled time in her life. I have nothing but affection for her, not a regret in the world.
Someone who might be a little mad is Ashton Kutcher, who she went through a lot of stuff of their relationship and, you know, the threesomes and the cheating. But in my opinion, the most telling thing was the line she wrote about how they were having dinner and he was drinking a really good red wine and he made it, and she was talking about how she's like a sober and he said, from what she remembers, he said, quote, I don't know if I believe in alcoholism. I think it's about moderation. And that night she had a beer in their mini bar and threw away almost two decades of sobriety.
I mean, it's so sad. And yeah, then he said he was going to tweet something.
I want the snarky tweet.
Me
so
too.
He was like, I was about to push the button on a really snarky tweet. Then I saw my son, daughter, and wife, and I deleted it. Then he put a little heart emoji.
Because in her press tour, she's saying, you know, like, yeah, we've talked. Like, he like kind of knew. I think he definitely was aware that this book was coming out. Probably knew that she was going to talk about like the end of their relationship and how it didn't end well. I don't think she probably didn't give him a heads up saying like, by the way, I low-key blamed my throwing away 20 years of sobriety on you.
Right. And millions of people who identify as alcoholics with alcoholism.
Right.
Like,
which
you don't believe.
Like really intense thing. That's a horrible thing to say, and it's not true. And it's just like it's a lot.
If you've had a threesome with Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore, please contact
please stand
us.
Up. She wrote that they were, I believe she called them nice
please.
People.
Yeah.
She was like,
yeah.
They were nice people. It was
please.
Two people, people we welcomed into our marriage.
Possible cover.
Two different
please
people,
call
I think.
Us.
They specified that they were women.
Oh, no, I don't think she did. She said people.
I know. I feel like they were women.
They probably I have a feeling
and then
they
she
were
said,
women.
She called them a mistake, but she was very nice to say they were nice people. Like, she didn't
And you guys,
criticize.
Would you ever have a threesome?
No.
What?
Brody and Travis have had like 800.
They're looking at each other.
Like, why limit ourselves to just three people, then?
It's way better with
yeah,
four.
But
ask
guys,
me if I've ever had sex with just one person again like that.
I don't know. Women, I think there's a different level of jealousy.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
Oh, my gosh.
You should try with four people. There's something for everyone to
oh
do.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Or five.
It's way less
it's,
awkward.
It's really like...
I like even numbers.
Unexpected. You know.
Well, you should again, talk to Demi about how it worked out for her.
So. Guys, Jenna Dewan.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
Pregnant.
Plot twist.
I feel like they... I don't know. Were they together longer than we all knew?
No.
Like, are we sure? Because it just seems to me a little bit fast-tracked also. But maybe, you know, she's not super young.
That's
like
Hollywood,
maybe
baby.
She just wants to have another kid with a husband who will be loving.
Steve Kazee.
Yeah, he's lovely.
Yeah, and our sources have told us they're so happy together. He's a stand-up guy. It goes perfectly with her. He's present, attentive. They have a lot of fun together. And he's great with Everly, too, which is very important to Jenna.
I mean, it's super important.
Yeah, and they have a baby on the way.
Mm-hmm. That's so sweet.
It'd I hope good. Megan Hilty's happy for them.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're so different, Jenna Dewan and Megan Hilty.
I know.
Like, yeah. Super duper different.
You know who's not very different? Jenna Dewan and
Jesse J.
But don't compare them, because who was the one who clapped back at it? Jenna Dewan and I think.
Yeah, that was
did.
A big one.
I know,
remember.
They both did.
Exactly
they
like.
Look very
I remember
similar.
Like, Jesse J. is like an edgy version of Jenna Dewan.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like Channing Tatum is so, at least what we know of him now, is so different than what we knew of him when he was with Jenna Dewan. Like, he's like in his feelings. He quit social media. I feel like he's taking on more of the characteristics of Jesse J., or at least it's letting him air those
well,
out.
Maybe he just kind of realized that he like messed up his life, and so now he's trying to be present, like reel it back in.
Yeah. Go. You know who's getting married this weekend?
Yes, I
Justin
do.
Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin.
Hailey Bieber.
Mean,
she's officially Bieber.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Well,
I can't wait.
They got married officially a year ago here in New York, but now they're going to have this big ceremony down in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Weird.
Actually, not that big. It's going to be small per source.
Is that an island?
No, it's not. It's not an island.
Because all those islands are the fancy places in North Carolina where everyone lives, right?
But South Carolina, too.
Yeah, that's true. Is that where Bloodline set? No, that's in Florida. But Mindy Weiss is planning this little wedding.
Isn't she always?
Isn't she always?
Celebrity wedding planner.
I just can't wait. You know, listen, say what you will. Hailey is going to be such a beautiful bride.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to see those wardrobe changes.
Yes.
I'm guessing that there's going to be three.
Well, she's already started her spa treatments, which I want that spa treatment so bad.
I know.
It's the lymphatic drainage massage with CBD
me
oil. Sign
oh
me
my
up.
God, yes.
Full body and facial. I need to be deep loaded in lymphatic drainage.
I need like 20 pounds of dead skin cells like scrubbed off my body. But she celebrated her bachelorette party last night.
Fun.
Kendall Jenner. Travis, what do we know about the bachelorette party?
We know that Kendall Jenner planned it. There were pictures of her going to the Hustler store in LA and buying these gigantic dick cups.
I saw that big dick pink
this
cup, like
is the
thermos.
Theme.
I mean,
this episode
thick.
Has a theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big penis
like
theme.
Big mics and I cannot lie.
That's
they are
right.
Huge dicks.
Yeah, they're huge.
Huge dicks with dicks coming out of them. Just lots and lots of penises. That, it's a very phallic bachelorette party.
Yeah.
That's what bachelorette parties are.
Please send me your used dick thermos and we will put it
and
on
the what's
eBay
the restaurant they went to? I can't pronounce it. I'm not going to try. Oh, it's Isabel?
I believe so.
Oh,
that's how
glad I didn't
a
try.
A complicated name.
I'm glad.
Sarah?
It's spelled
you're
with
in time
a
out
Y.
Again.
They went
Isabel.
To Isabel. They were there for about 2.5 hours.
Yes.
They said Kendall looked like she was living her best life. She was leading the parade. She was the ringleader. And then they went to Dahlia for about 40 minutes, just for a couple after.
I love when Kenny
cocktails.
Wilds out.
Yeah.
She's
me too.
She's so like held back.
We need more.
We had a penis pinata.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Bieber, meanwhile, went to church.
He sure did.
Tale as old as time.
Yep. No penis cups there.
Tale as old as
Hailey Baldwin Bieber, she liked a picture that for a project that Selena Gomez did. I love that.
That's great.
Yeah, Sarah wrote
it
about
it.
It
wasn't Selena's picture. It was
no,
their
it was.
Mutual friend Raquel Stevens of the Hillsong.
How awkward would it be to be a mutual friend of Selena?
All those girls, those are Selena's like besties. There's like four of them. And Hailey follows, I think, at least two of them on Instagram because of the Hillsong of it all.
truly bizarre. Ooh. Travis,
the hell song of it all.
I know. That's the memoir I want to read.
Jesus brings people together. Travis, can you tell us what happened on this day in pop culture history?
I sure can.
Yes.
We have a little tie-in that I wasn't ready for. Oh. But on this day, the She Bangs video by Ricky Martin premiered in the year 2000. Do you know who was in that movie?
The video?
No.
Channing Tatum as a sexy bartender.
Wow.
Shirtless Channing Tatum dancing behind the
bar. The more you know.
And people didn't.
He made $400 for that role.
What?
Yeah, $400 being a sexy
bartender.
People didn't
know Ricky Martin was gay then.
Today was, and also a sort of sadder one, was the day that Isaiah Washington and Patrick Dempsey got into that fight on Grey's Anatomy.
Which is appropriate because season 16 of Grey's Anatomy tonight, ABC.
It's on tonight.
Wow,
today's the day that it's
happened. I'm so overwhelmed.
You know, I've been working overtime. Yeah. And that was in 2007, and of course he called Tiara Knight a fag. And it was just not good. And Good Charlotte released their first album 19 years ago.
Wow.
You know, Goodies, the album came out 15 years ago.
With Sierra.
Goodies. Yeah. Goodies.
And Facebook started in 2006.
Yeah. No, Sarah.
Everyone was allowed to join.
Sarah, we know what My Goodies sounds like. We don't need to hear it. Moving on. Real Housewives of New Jersey, new trailer.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
We premiered it this week. Wow.
It's
Sarah, what was
one.
Your favorite part of it?
Oh, my favorite part was obviously when Teresa threw the glass, like when Melissa, when she was like, an embarrassment, and threw her glass like at Melissa.
That was pretty an good uncanny Teresa.
Thank you.
Pretty good. Yeah. Way better than your singing. but we also talked to Andy Cohen last night on the carpet because rumors of an affair for Teresa in Teresa's life came out.
I mean,
rumors. There are pictures.
We've seen them holding hands.
I saw them at dinner.
Yeah.
Her lawyer denied.
I was at a Charlie XCX concert and went to the bathroom and saw them having dinner.
It's really, truly bizarre. Yes, and her lawyer continues to deny it, but it came up. Margaret's talking about it, and it's really
caused
some tension.
They said she's cocktailing it around with a younger man.
Well, she sure was.
Mm-hmm. Confirmed.
Cocktailing.
By an anonymous source told us weekly.
And we asked Andy if she was upset, and he said, well, she's been on the show for a long time, so I think she understands that whatever is going on, we're going to talk about it. And we asked it, does she get as mad as season one, table flipping Teresa? And he said, she gets close a couple of times.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Oh, that prostitution whore.
Yeah, and well, we asked about her. We said, do you think Danielle will be a housewife again? He said, anything's
Which
possible.
Danielle is pulling hair in this trailer.
Yeah, Danielle, we know it goes through it this season, and it ends with Teresa and Danielle having some sort of falling out because they both unfollow each other on Instagram.
Fighting.
I can't wait to watch.
Me too. I'm excited.
Really excited.
November 6th, the day before my birthday. What a present.
Well, and don't get your hopes up because we asked if Bravo would do a spinoff for Joe Giudice or Joe Giudice, depending on who you are.
Giudice if you're nasty.
Giudice right now.
If he would be doing a spinoff in Italy because, as we reported, Travis, what did we report? That he's asking to go to Italy where he was born because he's currently awaiting the sentencing.
He just wants to get out of this
horrible detention. He definitely wants to get out of the ICE detention center. Well, and he was like thinking about doing MMA, which we confirmed. But now we found out that he wants to go to Italy to sort of start a job and start making money and starting a life in any form there before he's deported.
Right.
Which he knows what the decision's going to be.
So that's still up with the court and the immigration. But as we know how ICE goes, it's probably they don't really give you the things you want in the ICE detention center.
No, and it doesn't matter if you're on a reality show. And Char, what was he doing for work before he was found guilty of wire and bankruptcy?
Scamming people of money.
Wasn't he like a construction guy?
Something like that.
Yeah, he's construction.
What would
in
he
New
even
Jersey.
Do in Italy? So he doesn't even speak Italian.
He's
going
to build things. He built things, but he went to jail because he would borrow from mortgage companies to pay off different mortgage companies, and then he borrowed from six, and he would pocket all the cash.
It's like a Ponzi scheme.
It's like, in Jersey, they call it borrowing Paul to pay Joe, I heard.
Clearly, he's smarter than not smarter, but he had some sort of system working.
Yeah.
Guys, you know, I had to bring up, we talked to Leighton Meester this week because she's in a new movie, Semper Fi.
Who never talks.
Never talks.
Queen Blair Waldorf.
And I mean, forever.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
Yeah. Also, Trailer Park Baby liked Demi Moore.
Well,
not Trailer Park.
Her mom was in jail.
And she was born in jail.
Yeah.
Well, she was born in the hospital. Park. She wasn't born like on the floor of a jail cell.
Oh.
We actually did a cover story in 2008. We had talked to Leighton and like her family.
You know,
members.
You love me.
Because
XOXO.
her mom, her dad, her grandpa, and her aunt Judy were arrested for helping smuggle 1,200 pounds of shipment of marijuana out of Jamaica in 1983.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they all went to jail.
Relatable.
And
which has nothing to do with what we asked her about.
No, it kind of does. Because we said the movie Semper Fi shows the lengths a person will go to protect someone they love. Has being a wife and a mom given you a whole new understanding of unconditional love? And Leighton said, yeah. And we were like, how so? And she said, I mean, you know, people started telling me, before you have a kid, you're going to really love them. And then you're like, yeah, obviously I'll love them. And then you do, and you're like, oh, okay, I don't love anyone else. I just love them. And I don't even love myself as much as I love them. Not even close. So I don't know. Would I kill somebody or die for them? Sure, I would. I guess, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, isolate that. She will kill women who kill. I'm like,
Arlo
ooh,
Day.
I love it.
Thanks for the headline, Layton.
Yeah. You know what I'm sad about? Charlie Sheen not doing Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm, I'm okay with it.
That was a nice little scoop from Us Weekly this week. We broke the news that Charlie was offered to compete on Dancing with the Stars, and he confirmed for us, I was very flattered by ABC and their offer, but at the end of the day, I have two left feet, and I just can't dance. I feel like people would have
That's why I wanted to watch.
I mean, Lamar can't dance, and he's on that show.
Yeah.
Guys, I voted for Lamar. Because
You voted?
Yes. Actually, I didn't vote because my vote was late, and I didn't realize that I was behind, so the voting was closed, but I tried to vote. I texted Lamar to the number I was supposed to, but it said your vote does not count because he was like crying and thought he was going to get sent home, and I just was thinking back to, you know, Chloe had a little lamb mm-hmm. and it made me emotional. He can't remember the steps because of all of his strokes.
I was sad to see Mary Wilson go.
That was okay. Actually, I wanted her to the Supreme. I wanted her to say over Ray Lewis, who.
Okay, we won't even go there.
Google it.
But I love Cheryl Burke. Guys, it's time for 25 Things You Don't Know About Me. Which one do you want to do?
Oh, George.
Definitely George.
Between Sofia Vergara, the cover No Strings Romance, which, too bad, they're married now, so pretty stringy. And George, A Party for the Prince.
George.
How cute. So he was one there?
No.
Two?
No. Wow, look at him there. I don't know. This is August 4th, 2014.
Okay, 2014.
That must have been his first birthday.
Yeah, I think he's one.
Are you guys ready?
He looks so tall.
Hold on.
Looks like a baby.
Okay.
Yeah, but a tall baby.
Number one, you guys can play along if you're listening at home or wherever you are.
Yes.
And as these three try to figure out, there's a prize this week.
What is it? Oh.
The winner will come on a helicopter ride with me next week.
What?
Can't tell you
what
where it is.
Like The Bachelor?
I swear we're going on a helicopter ride.
Okay, that'll
be next week. It's actually incredible.
You're kidding.
No, I'm
and
not
does it
kidding.
Pick us up right next to our office?
Is it with Chris Harrison?
I actually don't know where it'll pick us up. Some of the details are scant. I know where we're going, and I know that we're coming back, and I can't tell you who's giving us the ride or where it's going. We're going on a helicopter ride.
Oh, my God.
I'm shook.
Okay, number one. If I had to pick a new career, I would be a chef. Number two. I use my full name because there's already an actor named blank in the union.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Number three, East LA has turned me into a
Michael B. Jordan.
No.
I was going to say that too.
Really?
Skipping the next one. Number five, I love to read, but I'm remarkably slow at it. Number six, I don't know how to drive a stick shift. Number seven, I'm terrible at math. Number eight, I used to bartend at New York City's Winter Garden Theater, where cats played. Number nine, one of my favorite movies of all time is Clue. Number 10, I've never seen Gone with the Wind. Number 11, making a turkey dinner with Martha Stewart was one of the best days ever. Number 12, I know all...
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
No. Oh, number 12, I know all of the lyrics to Miss Saigon. Number 13.
To what?
To Miss Saigon.
Miss Saigon.
Okay.
Skipping number
See
13.
It. It's good.
Number 14.
This is like a Broadway person.
Number 14.
Yeah.
I love New Zealand white wine. Number 15.
So does my mom.
Olivia Newton-John.
No,
you're not. Stop.
East LA changed her.
Number 15. I want to play Hamlet. Number 16. I've worn a sailor suit three times.
Kate McKinnon.
Twice.
No,
for
too early.
Oh, my God.
Number.
Josh Groban.
Number 17.
Not a full name.
Neil Patrick Harris went to my rival high school in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Number 18. I'm really obsessed with cookbooks.
Oh, my God. This person really wants to be a chef.
Yeah.
My dog, Blank, is named after a character I played, Blank.
It's not Freddie Prinze Jr.
In Broadway's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Number 20. I once played a horse in a musical version of Black Beauty.
Catherine
Zeta-Jones.
I was
the title character. Thank you very much. Number 21. Improvisation scares the crap out of me. Number 22.
This is like an SNL type person. It's like a New York Broadway comedy person.
This is a really good clue. Number 22, my favorite screenwriter, Tony Kushner, officiated my wedding to blank. Number 23, I met my
spouse.
I don't want to do this. Ugh. Fine. We're getting close to the end. So I met my husband at the gym, but we always tell people it was through some mutual friends. Number 24. I grew a beard to get the role of blank because I thought I looked too young to be a dad without it. Number 25, Zachary Quinto and I never dated, but the rumor makes us happy because we love each other as friends.
Andrew Reynolds?
No.
Donald Faison?
No.
Who was in Angels in America?
Who has a long name because there's someone else?
Gay
okay, number
name.
13, I didn't
Gay
know how name. To tie a bow tie, until I started blank.
A bow tie.
You guys are stumped?
I started blank.
Oh, you're going in your helicopter ride alone.
Okay, what else can I give
God.
You?
Oh my God.
I'm stressed.
Who is in Angels in America?
I'm surprised. I'm
bow tie.
It's not Neil Patrick Harris.
No, oh, I have
again?
It. I'm like seeing the project. It's Jeffrey Dean
Morgan.
No. Morgan.
No.
No.
Do you want any of the clues again?
No. Give us the clue you skipped.
When I researched my family for Who Do You Think You Are, I learned that I'm not only named after my paternal grandmother.
Oh, that's that show.
But I'm also after my paternal great-grandfather.
That's a clue you thought was too much?
Well, the person's name is in it. Which were the ones? Okay.
Wow, we don't know.
Wow, you guys are stumped.
I feel like it's going to be annoying when we know.
You're going to be so mad. Ready? Sorry,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Oh my God.
We are so dumb.
You guys were so close.
So close.
Well, there's that. I will be going
take on Sarah on the helicopter ride. She's never been.
She never wins this game, so that would be a reward for
she does. I think I might have won more than Gwen, which in Gwen's defense, she's not here all the time.
That's true.
I don't think I've ever won this.
Before we go, we have to talk about this John and Kate Gosselin mess that came up last week.
It's really
sad.
So crazy.
I used to be obsessed with John and Kate Gosselin. Like,
well, so were we. We've done a ton of covers on them back in the
covers
day.
I was in like middle school when that show was
created
on.
Created
which is insane and unheard of. But people,
I just thought it was the greatest show of all time. I used to be able to name the twins in birth order.
Well, John couldn't talk about
it. Or the sextuplets.
For a long time. And then all of a sudden he did this interview with the Daily Mail last week with, you know, they had a letter from his son, Colin, who he has with Kate Gosselin. Basically, he had written to John when he was at this, like, almost institutionalized, just like home, saying, like, I want to get out of here. Please help me. I want to meet your girlfriend. Get me out of here. Daddy, I love you. Save me.
Come fast. Please.
And John said, I do know what she, Kate, is capable of, whether it's mental or physical abuse. He was like, I want to get my, he's like, I have two kids in my house who left a whole pile of money behind. They left fame and money to come to my house. They left it all behind. Because now his daughter Hannah and his son Colin are with him.
Oh,
it's very bizarre. So dark.
DJ John Gosselin.
Kate has not spoken out about it, but
I don't
I'm
think
hoping
she's
she
going
does.
To.
No.
Well, that was a bleak note to leave this podcast.
That's really
please
sad.
Make sure when you leave us five stars on the podcast, the sadness of John and Kate news does not bring you down. But please join us again next week here on the Hot Hollywood Podcast. We will be talking about all your favorite OMG moments, the splits, the new couplings, all those moments that made you gasp. We will be here again. Please like, subscribe, and share our podcast.
Oh,
and I'm at Mr. Brody Brown. We'll talk to you again next week.